こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。
今日は One year.
そうだよ、 1周年記念、イエーイ。皆さんありがとう、1年間もお付き合いいただき。
that was really fast, actually.
Yeah, yeah. というわけで、記念すべき1周年の回、1個目。学会誌サイコロジカルサイエンスによると、人生に意味や目標を見出している人は、それが何であれ、意味や目標がない人よりも何年か長生きすることが分かりました。調査では、まず7000人以上の成人のアメリカ人に以下3つの選択肢を与えました。1、人生をなんとなくやり過ごしている人もいるが自分はそうではない。2、今を生きているので将来のことはあまり考えない。3、たまに人生でやるべきことはもうやったと感じる。14年後に再度同じ人たちを調査したところ、年齢を問わず1を選んだ人が一番長く生きていることが分かりました。人生に大きな目標を持つことで日々の生活に意味が生まれ、それが健康にも影響するということです。
According to a study published in the journalPsychological Science, having a sense of purpose in life can greatly increase your lifespan, regardless of what that purpose may be. The 14-year study tracked the mental and physical health of over 7,000 U.S. adults between the age of 20 and 75 years old. The subjects were asked the extent to which they agreed with the following statements. Some people wander aimlessly through life, but I am not one of them. I live life one day at a time and don't really think about the future.And lastly, I sometimes feel as if I've done all there is to do in life. Previously, it was thought that having a sense of purpose only had this impact on older people, but this study shows that it is relevant for all ages.
So, Michael, だったらどれ？この3つ。
Definitely not number 3.
そうだね。人生でやるべきことはもう全部やったと感じるって、結構まあおじいちゃんばあちゃんとか。だったらあるかもしれないけど、若い人はなかなか選ばなそう。
I don't even understand how anyone could feel that way.
There's so much to do. If you're old and you know, もう結婚もして子供も産んで孫もできたしとかじゃないの。でも仕事もリタイアして、
yeah.
It's like, well, you know,
skydiving is not that high on the list at that point.
Yeah, もう無理。So it's like, もうやった。私多分2番かな。今を生きているので将来のことをあまり考えない。だからこういう人は長生きできないんだよね。だから。
Yeah, I wouldn't.
私ダメだ。
I wouldn't say that I wander aimlessly. But I wouldn't say that I necessarily live one day at a time either.
Okay, so you're like you're probably number one then.
I kind of agree with one and two, and I don't agree with number three at all.
そうだね。
Yeah.
まあ、確かに wander aimlessly through life って結構ちょっとネガティブに聞こえるよね。Like そう、だってそういう人いるの。 Yeah, I'm totally wandering aimlessly.
Yeah, but a lot of the
life みたいな。
Yeah, but there are people that wander aimlessly almost on purpose.
Yeah, I guessOr like,
like they don't want to be locked into something. People that can't commit to a job or can't commit to a lifestyle or live in one place for that long.
そうか。
But in a sense, you know, they're in control. So
人生の
they kind of have a direction.
Purpose ってね、英語で言うと結構曖昧というか。目標、大きい目標はないけど別に人生に意味がないとは思ってないって感じ。私は
One thing I was thinking about is I think that the idea of having purpose in life is really strongly romanticized in our culture. Especially in film, in movies.
Yeah, and books too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, well, storytelling in general.
Yeah, だって多分他の動物そこまで考えてないと思うよね。なんか、ああ私が生きている意味ってなんだろうみたいなさ、It's like, oh, what do I need to achieve in my life?
Well, what is it? There's like some forget what it's called, but there's some pyramid of needs. Do you know about this?
No.
I learned about this in some like human resources class. But at the top is like self-fulfillment, and you like your job and you have a sense of purpose. Mm. At the very bottom is like essentials and survival, right? So animals are all stuck in survival mode.
Yeah.
But we've kind of transcended that. So now it's like, yeah, I already know I'm going to survive. Like, that's done. Like, I'm not starving to death.
私結構サバイバルモードなんだけど。
No, you're not.
I am in the survival mode. なんかそのもういっぱいいっぱいだから日々でいっぱいいっぱいだからそんな先のこととか考えてない。しかも私多分その計画してもうまくいかないこと、なんていうの、計画通りいかないことの方が多いと思ってるから、なんだろう、計画し5カ年計画とかして後でうまくいかずがっかりするよりは、なんかもう you know spontaneously に生きた方ががっかりしないかなと。
The real survival mode is like living in the Congo or something.
Yeah, I mean like okay, I'm not okay. If you compare it like yeah, that, then that's, yeah, no, but
there are people too, and so you know people exist at all points on this pyramid or whatever that thing was.
Yeah, but I mean, like, among this society in Japan,
yeah.
I feel like I'm more in the survival mode than, you know, this high, I don't know, この すごい grand
sense way of purpose thinking. Type thing.
Yeah.
I really like how the movie The Matrix kind of approached this idea.
Hmm.
Because you have the guy... he's smart and he has his own ideas.
Yeah.
And he's a what? Neo?
Yeah.
He's like
and
a hacker.
Hot. Yeah.
Drinking at night. But the movie's about him going from kind of what we see as the standard salaryman lifestyle.
Mm.
You know, he's in a cubicle. He's doing work that he doesn't enjoy. Mm. He doesn't really have a sense of purpose. He doesn't have a sense of fulfillment.
Mm.
But then he gets a call from Morpheus.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're the one. And does it get, you know, the idea of purpose and being the one. The, you know, being the one is like the ultimate sense of purpose.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
And the whole movie is about that. You know, he talks to the Oracle. It's like, do I really have this purpose?
Yeah.
It's a movie about purpose in a lot of ways. だからなんかその
人生に意味や目標が何もないって思ってると長生きしなそうなのはなんとなくもちろんわかるんだけど、
うん、
でもなんだろう、その将来の目標とかを考えて今をあまりにも犠牲にしすぎるのがやっぱ多い気がしない？日本とか、まあこういうコーポレートワールドがメインのソサエティだと。
いや。
それはそれでもったいない気がする。なんかもうだって明日死ぬかもしれないのに、
yeah.
今を我慢して、なんかみんな将来のため将来のためって言って常に将来に先延ばししてるじゃん。
It's interesting because that attitude is going away outside of Japan. You can see it dissolving.
なんかその例えば、いやなんかこれもやりたいこれもやりたいこれもやりたいけど、まあ今仕事しなきゃいけないから、まあ引退したらかなみたいな。でも引退して本当にそれができるか分かんないし、ね、なんかすごい今を犠牲にしてる人がいっぱいいる気がするから、どうなの、それはそれでどうなのかなと思うけど、まあでも、まあでも確かにね、 sense of purpose 何もない。
But this study was just done in the US, but I would have been, I think it'd be interesting to see how that would work out here.
ね、そうね、なんか違う結果かもしれない。
I really think it's a lot different.
Mm.
And a lot of the ideas in Japan that are seen in sort of a positive light, you know, this ability to ganbaru and gaman and work hard and kind of be that cog in the machine.
Mm.
You know, the cog doesn't do anything except for facilitate the workings of the machine.
Mm. So.
The cog has no purpose.
Yeah.
And so... In recently in the States, I think there's been a lot of backlash towards those kinds of work positions.
Yeah, and I think it's easier in the States because, like in the States, if you're working really hard and you're getting your own skills, that's your own skills. You can change your jobs. Mm. But here, you know, you're not really getting any skills much, like enough for you to be able to change your jobs. Mm. You know, so all the things that you're getting by your work, it's all going to your company, yeah. not to yourself. So, まあそういう違いとかもあるからね。
I think that's also connected to the startup culture.
そうだね。
That's obviously a lot stronger outside of Japan than
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. はい、次、スコットランドのセントアンドリュース大学の研究で、他人の過ちを許して水に流すことが実際にその悪い出来事を早く忘れさせてくれることが証明されました。実験では浮気や裏切り、盗みなどに関する架空のお話を40個被験者に読んでもらい、自分が被害者だったら許すか許さないかを決めてもらいます。約2週間後に先日読んだ話のキーワードを見せ、詳細を覚えているかを確かめたところ、許した話は忘れている傾向にあり、許さないと答えた話は必ず覚えていることが分かりました。許す行為と忘れる行為には明らかな関係性があり、今回の発見は今後セラピーなどに応用できる可能性があります。
A study by the University of St. Andrews in Scotland claims that forgiveness actually helps us forget painful memories. In the study, volunteers read 40 hypothetical situations of wrongdoing and decided whether they could forgive the perpetrator. Afterwards, the volunteers were asked to recall certain events and forget their memories of others.The volunteers were found to be more likely to forget events that they were able to forgive. This strongly suggests that forgiveness can help us intentionally suppress what would otherwise be traumatic or painful memories.
そう。だから実ね、なんかよく水に流すっていう言葉あるけど、許してあげると、まあ、すぐ忘れるから自分にメリットになりますよっていう話。あとなんかまあその過去の研究でも他人を許すことによって。あのまあ、血圧の上昇を防ぐ、まあ、やっぱずっと怒ってると血圧がずっと上昇してすごい健康に悪いっていうのもあるから、まあ、
It's a common theme in Eastern philosophy that、
うんね、
not forgiving other people is it's a sign of weakness and it's、
yeah.
also It's a burden that you carry, not the person that you're not forgiving.
そう、そうなの。そうなの、そうなの。自分にマイナスになってるからね。
Yeah.
相手っていうよりかも。だから、まあ難しい時もあるけどね。そのされたことによっては、まあそうそう簡単にはなかなかっていうのもあるけど。まあでももったいないよね。ずっとさ、それでめめめって怒ってさ、もう常にそのこと考えてるみたいな。Mm. 全然楽しくないし、ストレスだし、だから、mm. もういいやってしちゃった方が生きやすいよね。
And I think this isn't just for forgiving other people, but also forgiving yourself. Because I think a lot of people beat themselves up over things、
ね、
that they can't let go, failures、mm. that they can't forgive themselves for.
そういう研究最近あったよね。まさに自分の過ちとかを引きずると、それも健康に悪いみたいな。だからみんなもうちょっと自分に優しくしましょう、うん、まあいいやしょうがないやみたいな軽い気持ちでいようみたいな研究あったけど、どうかね、うん、なんか私はでもすごい裏切りとかをされた時にずっと怒るっていうよりはなんか悲しいじゃん。だから怒りはそんなに続かない方かな、あんまり。どうだろう。だから血圧は多分大丈夫。
What happened?What?
Well, I don't know. Like, I've had a lot of experiences, like where my best friend betray me, or like family issues, you know.、
Mm.
But まあ怒りが続いたこともあるけど、疲れてくるよね、だんだん。その怒ってることが。
Do you think that there are things that you cannot forgive?
Crime 以外で。Like your wife gets murdered or something like that. Besides
well, I
that?
Think there are crimes that can be forgiven too.
Yeah. どうだろうね。まあだからそういう殺人みたいなのは置いといたとして、普通の生活でそんなに許せないことってあるかな。だから
Have you seen the,
自分次第なんだよね。
I forget who it was, but there's a very famous case of this serial killer who was like killing a bunch of people. I believe he was a serial killer, and the it's like the husband or the father of this family that was murdered, like appeared before him in I think it was in court.
Okay.
And he like stood up and he was just like, I just want to say that I forgive you.
Wow.
And this guy just broke down in tears. Like he was just,
wow.
He just snapped right there.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, I feel like
I need to find that.
I feel like it shows your strength, but I don't know. 気持ちの何をされたかっていうよりも自分の気持ちの持ちようだよね。なんか同じことを言われてもすごいもうなんか怒って一生覚えてる人と変なこと言ってるまあいいやみたいな感じで
people hold people hold grudges for stuff that they weren't even around for.
Yeah,
like there are
true.
A lot of people in the U.S. that are really bitter about World War II and hate Japan.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah.
But they didn't fight in the war.
Yeah.
They weren't around. But they hold this weird culturally maintained grudge for no reason other than to be upset at the wrong people.
確かに。だから今のまさにね、アジアの中で起きてるあの政治的な問題とかその遺恨みたいなものっていうのは、まさにそうだよね。お互い様なんだけど、その、まあ、当事者じゃない人たちまでが、ね、それをずっと引きずることによって誰も得してないっていうかさ、なんかギスギスしちゃうみたいな。So, is there anyone that you haven't forgiven?
What?
Like you're holding grudge against?
Well, I'm gonna call him out right now.
No, I'm just curious if it's normal to have someone like that or if it's rare to have someone like that.
I don't know. I get over stuff pretty easily.
Okay.
But yeah, I just kind of remove that from my life. Mm. It doesn't help me.
Yeah, a lot of times I think it's not worth it, you know. とかなんか自分のことを嫌いな人がいて、なんか無理やり仲良くなろうとして頑張る人とかもいるじゃん。でなんか余計すごいストレスみたいな。だからなんかもう仲良くないんだったらもうね別にちょっと避けるっていうかお互い何ちょっと離れて暮らせばいいし You know, it's like Yeah, you don't have to force those things, I guess 次、全く無関係なデータ同士で無理やり相関性を作る Spurious Correlations Spurious Correlations というサイトが話題になっています。例えばプールでの溺死数とニコラス・ケイジの映画出演数は似たような傾向で増減しており、これを関連付けるとプールでの溺死数の増加はニコラス・ケイジが映画に出るせいということになります。これと同様の原理でメイン州で離婚が増えるとマーガリンの消費量が上がる。アメリカ政府が科学やテクノロジーへの支出を増やすと首吊り自殺も増える。チーズの消費量が増えるとシーツに絡まって死亡する人が増える。ミスアメリカの年齢が上がるほど蒸気や熱いものによる殺人が増えるなど、いろいろ相関性を作り出すことができ、メディア等でよく作られる相関性に疑問を呈しています。
A website called Spurious Correlations is creating awareness regarding the way we use and interpret data. The website shows ridiculous graphs showing correlation between data sets that clearly have nothing to do with causality. For example, the website shows a correlation between drowning accidents in swimming pools and the number of films that Nicolas Cage has starred in, as well as a correlation between U.S. government science and technology expenditure and hanging suicides, as well as many others.
そう、面白いよね。あの、よく日本のネットで言われるのは、犯罪者のもう半分以上は朝パンを食べている。だから朝パンを食べたら犯罪者になるのかって言ったら別にそういうわけじゃないっていう。
Yeah, it's I like this. It's、
ね、
bringing some awareness to this issue that has been around for a long time,、
うん、
many decades,、
うん、
continues. It never ends. just the abuse of data
and
reporting.
そう、物事の一面だけを見て、そこだけをピックアップして比べたら確かに相関性あるかもしれないけど、別にその物事自体に何も関係がないっていうのはいっぱいあるからね。だけど、
The thing is, statistics, it's not easy. It's very difficult. And unless you've actually taken a class, you probably will not be able to recognize when statistics are being used to misrepresent the facts, which happens way more often than you'd think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だからまあよくその日本でも誰かが逮捕されたりとかすると、ああなんかこういうエロ漫画を読んでたとか、あこういうバイオレンなゲームやってたとか、そういうなんていうの、
well, they like to say
関連づけるじゃんやっぱ。とかレイプされて殺された女の子はあキャバ嬢でしたとか、そういうなんだろうステレオタイプみたいなのに当てはめて、こうみんなが納得しやすいように作り上げるというか。
Well, oftentimes they're just used to describe, like assess risk in situations where, they compare it to something else where they're not two things that should be compared or even make sense to compare. Comparing. Recently, there was a hot air balloon accident.
Okay.
And people were pointing out, oh, well, there's so few hot air balloon accidents. Look at how many people die driving. Well, yeah.
yeah.
A lot more people drive.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. So, so, ne. So, you
get like shark attacks.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to get attacked by a shark right now. I'm not even in the ocean. People don't even, I mean, assessing your circumstances is a lot more helpful than looking at, some of this data sometimes.
そう、だからこのサイトを見ると本当にその例えばプールでの溺死数とニコラス・ケイジの映画出演数が年を追うごとに同じ増減なんだよね。だから真面目な顔してほらって言われたらまあこれはね例がすごいバカバカしいから絶対嘘だってわかるけど、ちょっともっともらしいさね例を出されてこのグラフ見せられたら結構みんな簡単に納得しちゃうと思うんだよね。だから
there's a lot of manipulation of data that's been going on to argue against climate change.
Yeah, climate change ね、あの地球温暖化陰謀説みたいな多いからね。Especially in the, I mean, 日本ではあまり聞かないけどね。でも海外だと結構まだ言われてるから、I don't know. ニコラス・ケイジ。
Oh, I love Nicolas Cage.
Everybody loves Nicolas Cage.
The NSA has secretly been installing interception tools in U.S. networking equipment, such as servers and routers, being exported overseas. This revelation comes after the U.S. government had been warning people against buying Chinese networking equipment for the same reasons.These warnings about Chinese internet devices were relentless. For example, in 2012, a report from the House Intelligence Committee claimed that Huawei and ZTE may be violating United States laws and international standards of business behavior by installing these monitoring devices in their internet equipment. The NSA routinely intercepts computer network devices being exported from the United States before delivery. Then the NSA implants backdoor surveillance toolsinto these network devices, repackages the devices, and then sends them on their way. And this gives the NSA access to entire networks as well as their users.
Huawei, right? Not Huawei.
I'm sure Americans are saying Huawei because we don't give a shit.
Really? But because it's Huawei.
Huawei?
Yeah, Huawei.
Huawei?
Yeah.アメリカ
か、
sure. It is Huawei. アメリカから海外に輸出しているルーターやサーバーなどの IT 機器に NSA が情報を傍受するシステムを秘密裏にインストールしていたことが分かりました。アメリカ政府は全く同じ理由で中国製品を買わないよう国民に呼びかけていましたが、自らも同様の行為を行っていたことになります。中国製品では2012年にファーウェイと ZTE が同様の行為を働いていたとされています。NSA は輸出の際の配送段階で荷物を開封し、システムを勝手にインストールした上で再度封をするという手法を取っていました。これにより商品を購入した人は知らぬ間に完全にプライバシーがない状態となっていました。
Huawei
Huawei
Sorry Huawei
怖いね。 これはなんで発覚したの？スノーデン？
Yeah, I believe so.
Yay!
We're gonna tie all this back to Snowden.
Yay, Snowden! Oh, by the way, マイケル、スノーデンに似てないからね、もう。ずっといろんな人に言われてるけど。
Yeah, please, stop.
なんかみんなね、言うんだよね。マイケルの顔をスノーデンで想像してますって、いっぱいいろんな人に今でも言われるんだけど、全然似てない。いや、怖いね、これ、本当に。
It's funny.
どんな映画だよって感じ。
It's funny. So the U.S. government was saying, don't buy the Chinese routers, don't buy the Chinese networking equipment, because they put this stuff in it.
Yeah.
And the United States was doing the exact same. Well, the NSA was doing the exact same thing that entire time. So it's become apparent that they were saying this so that in order to prevent Chinese networking equipment from supplanting U.S. networking equipment. Because if people buy the Chinese stuff, well, now they can't monitor those people.
そういうことか。
Right?
最低じゃん、もう。
Yeah, so
めっちゃ腹黒いじゃん。
It's just another example of this.
やばいね。
Blatant hypocrisy.
NSA 悪すぎる。すごいね。Wow. 国の組織だけど。
They're clever. They're clever.
Yeah, they're just so evil.
Everyone should buy Japanese routers.
Yes. Yes, go Japan. 本当だよ。どういうことこれ。しかもルーターとかサーバーとかね、そこまで別に専門的なものじゃないというか、普通に買うものじゃん。ルーターなんて特にさ。
I don't know. The NSA could be putting them in Japanese ones too. Who knows now?
Yeah, who knows? Well, no. Maybe not. Just buy Japan stuff, people.
That
we would never know. We would never know anyway.
It's really hard to trust
anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah.
For any of this stuff anymore.
Never trust anyone.
You know, we voluntarily carry around devices that track our exact locations and, you know, Apple has this patent now where it's a technology that would allow them to remotely disable let's say you're at a protest and riot police come out.
Yeah.
But the government doesn't want you to film the police, right?
Yeah.
So this patent would allow them to remotely disable your camera on your phone.
What?
If you're at that location.
何それ?
Yeah.
最悪じゃん。
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
最悪じゃん。なんで買ったものなのに使えなくする権利があるの? So Apple's trying to do that?
It's a patent that they own, yeah, for that technology. I mean, it hasn't been implemented yet.
Okay, okay.
But it wouldn't shock me that
much.
Okay,
I'll say this now. If you implement that, Apple, fuck you. I want to use my camera whenever I want. Seriously, that's so fucked up.
They're already tracking your position all the time.
Yeah, but like disabling something.
No, but the thing is,
in my phone that I purchased, it's like it's infuriating.
Well, they haven't done it yet.
If you're gonna do it, don't do it. Seriously, ugh. だってさ、そうだからね。このテクノロジーによってさ、物を所持してるっていうこと、例えば、CD とか買ったら別に誰に貸そうがね、自分の自由だし。いつでも聞けるじゃん。で死んだら自分の子供にあげれるじゃん。
Well, this isn't even そういう問題じゃない。This is about if you cannot monitor, if we can't even film the police, like that's a way bigger problem.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
this item.
No. I'm talking about this like basic thing. You know, I buy something, it's mine. I can do whatever I want with it.
They'll probably throw it into some terms of agreement type thing that you won't read and you'll just check.
Yeah, そういう問題だから買ってんだからさ So messed up.
Oh, wait till they do it before you get so worked up. 次、TV anime series Doraemon will be subject to some changes for its release for the release of its American adaptation in July. The adaptation will change the setting to a fictional place in AmericaNobita-kun's name has been changed to Nobi. Jayan's name has been changed to Big G.
What up, Big G?
And Suneo's name has been changed to Sneech. Here are some of the gadget translations. どこでもドア is now anywhere door. タケコプタ is now hopter.
Is it anywhere door, not everywhere?
I believe it's anywhere,
anywhere.
door. Anywhere. 翻訳こんにゃく is translation gummy.
もうこんにゃくじゃなくなってるじゃん。ガミになっちゃった。
まあ、you're not exactly the konnyaku expert,
expert. But, true.
There are also some on-screen edits, for example. For example, omuraisu has been changed into pizza, and chopsticks have been changed into forks. Furthermore, Doraemon is now mistaken for a seal instead of a raccoon.
ドラえもんが7月からアメリカで放映されることになり、それに伴って設定に様々な変更がなされています。アメリカ版ドラえもんの舞台は日本ではなくアメリカで、のび太はノービー、ジャイアンはビッグ G、 スネオはスニーチと名前が変更されています。またドラえもんの道具名も英訳されるほか、オムライスがピザになっていたり、お箸がフォークになっていたり、ドラえもんがタヌキではなくアシカに間違われるなど大幅に変わっています。Ah, Americans, I'm shaking my head. Why do you always have to change everything?
It's weird. I actually think this is almost a form of censorship, that they're actually censoring culture.
Yeah, というかね、
Because otherwise, these kids would have an opportunity to be exposed to a culture that they're not familiar with.
すごい残念。なんでかっていうと、ヨーロッパに行ってアニメオタクの人と会うと、変な日本の文化をよく知ってるわけよ。日本のアニメはそのまま見てるから。
They know more than Japanese people.
例えばその焼きそばパンとかよくアニメで食べてるシーンがあるけど、焼きそばパンなんて見たことないじゃん生で。だから日本に行ったらぜひ焼きそばパンが食べたいとか、おにぎりとかもねよくアニメに出てくるから、アニメに出てくるおにぎり絶対食べたいとか、なんかこう東京タワーが出てきて、あ、東京タワー行きたいとか、いろいろあるわけじゃん。それをさ、なんか全部変えちゃうと、なんかもう、じゃあ新しいの作れば自分でって感じ。
It's really stupid. Because so many of these anime dorks, what they love is the Japanese culture.
Yeah.
If you censor out the Japanese culture, you're just butchering the whole thing.
そうだよ。
And,
特にドラえもんなんて古いし、家の作りとかさ、なんかもう何、空き地で遊んでたりとか、今の日本でもあんまりアプライしないライフスタイルなわけじゃん。だけどなんかもうそういうものだから、それを見てるのにね、みんななんかもったいないというか。
It's not really Doraemon, because if someone asked me what Doraemon is, I would explain some of this stuff about, oh, he is mistaken for Tanuki because his ears were eaten off by robot.Mice and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now that's not even the story anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They changed the story.
そうそう。そうなの。だからいろいろ変わることによってね、本当元のお話まで全部変わっちゃってるから、もったいないというか、まあ失礼だよね。いつも思うけど、なんていうの、例えば韓国映画とか日本映画とかで人気になったものをアメリカ版としてハリウッドで作り直すっていう、それも、なんでオリジナルじゃダメなの？もう絶対自分の方がいいみたいな感じじゃん。
I don't even like dubbing. I don't even
like
dubs. I
really don't like it. It's like, you know?
I don't care if the movie's in Swahili. I'd rather have subtitles than have them do this shitty dubbing.
Yeah. まあそれはね、人の好みにもよるからなんとも言えないけど、
But it changes the character.
Yeah.
Like the so yeah. much of the character's expression, the personality, all of that is in the voice.
Yeah.
And if you change the voice to some a different actor,
yeah.
you've changed the content.
Yeah. しかもビッグ G とか誰だよ。
What's Big G? Big G?
ジャイアン。Big Snitch とか。
And Giant is a play on giant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The giant っていいじゃんね。
Yeah.
なんで
Big
G にするの？
I don't know. It's...
It doesn't make any sense. しかも、ノビーってさ、のび太の名字がノビじゃん。Right? It's ノビ、ノビタ。So, if his first name is ノビ, then it's like ノビ、ノビ。どういうこと？おかしいじゃん。もう。もう。アメリカ人。
オ
ムライス、ピザにしたりとかさ。
They actually go into the on-screen, you know, the actual cartoon and edit objects in the cartoon.
そうそうそう.
So when they're holding like money,
ドルになってるよね.
It's dollars.
そうそうそう。そうなの. だからね、 新しく作るならいいよ アメリカ版を。 その日本でもう放映してるやつをそうやってわざわざ 何? オムライスをピザにとか円をドルにとかさ わざわざ編集してんだよ。 It's like, is it necessary? なんか I don't get it. I really don't get it. だってさ、 日本にトムアンドジェリーとかさ 何? ニンジャートゥルスとか 持ってくるとき じゃあニンジャートゥルスいつもピザ食べてるけど それをじゃあカツ丼にしますとかしないじゃん 日本は。
They did make a Japanese Spider-Man though.
Yeah, but that was different. That was like a total different thing. We don't like take the original one and edit it a little bit and make it into like something more Japanese-y.
I was talking to my dad about this and he was like, oh, isn't Doraemon like kind of a ripoff of Felix the Cat?
What?
Because of the pouch, the whole pouch concept, like he pulls all this stuff out of his... You know what Felix the Cat is, right?
Yeah, 全然違うじゃん.
That's what I said.
Felix-chan, オリコ猫ちゃんでしょ?
Yeah, he's actually pretty popular here.
うん、そうだね。キャラとしてね。 まあ見てたかどうか別に。古いからね。
He's super old.
Yeah.
Felix the Cat.
そうだよね。だってうちの親世代ぐらいよりもうちょっと上とか。
Like almost 100 years old or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he's like evolved a lot.
でもさ、これ
He didn't have the bag before.
タケコプターとか翻訳こんにゃくとか一部はいいとして、結構英訳できないものもありそうだけどね。
What's Hopter?
ね?
Hopter? Is that actually called Hopter? I've never heard of Hopter before.
Me neither. しかもタケコプターってさ、あれじゃんね、こう竹トンボみたいな感じの、だけど頭につけれるっていう意味でしょ、多分。
Why didn't they just say bamboo copter?
Yeah, that's closer. ね? 変なのも…
次…
今日怒り多くない私?
Yeah, what's up with you?
めめめ いや、そういう話が多いんだもん。
Samsung has issued a public statement apologizing for the illnesses and deaths of many of its factory workers. In the statement, CEO Kwang Oh-hyun said that Samsung would make appropriate compensation to those affected and their families. An administrative court had ruled that there was a high probability that Hwang Yu-mi, who died from leukemia 7 years ago in 2007, had contracted the disease after working with harmful chemicals at a Samsung plant. A documentary last month revealed 56 confirmed cases of leukemia and other blood cancers that resulted from unsafe working conditions at Samsung plants. Furthermore, leaked text messages suggest that Samsung has been pressuring media outlets not to cover the documentary or these leukemia cases.
サムスンはサムスンの工場で働いている多数の職員が病気になり死亡していることを公式に謝罪しました。サムスンのCEOは今後被害者とその家族に賠償していくと発表しました。この問題が発覚したのはサムスンの工場で働いていた職員が2007年に白血病で死亡したのは工場で取り扱っていた有害物質が原因であると裁判で認められたことからでした。これまで56人の元サムスン職員が白血病 病やその他の血液がんにかかっていることが確認されています。さらにサムスンがこの状況を知りながらメディアに口止めしていたメールが証拠として残っていました。
It's a mess.
最悪のケースですね、これは。
The worst part about this is that that administrative court had ruled that this person who died from leukemia died 7 years ago.
Yeah.
This was caused by the conditions in their plants and they didn't address the issue. They knew about this. They didn't address it. So far there have been 56 confirmed cases of leukemia according to that documentary. And who knows how many more how many people are getting leukemia still.
そうだからこういうクライシス状況の時にやっぱり企業がいろいろ隠蔽することによって問題がそのままにされて 被害者がどんどん増えて逆に悪化するっていうね多いよね。 本当に多い。
What do you think about their attempts to control the media? Well, they were successful in controlling the media.
Yeah,
because the media was actually apologizing for even trying to run with that story in the first place.
Yeah, it's because the situation in Korea with the media and the companies are totally different from here in Japan or in the States.
Really? It's definitely not different in the States. Media in the States is very much controlled by corporations.
Oh, you have no idea. It's so different. 例えば,
no, the media in the U.S. is pretty terrible.
It's yeah, I know, terrible. But they have like, this really special...
If you tell me the network and you tell me the issue, I can tell you what their position is going to be before they even...
No, in Korea and in China and in Japan, we all have different media situation. And it's really special in Korea because... なんだろう、まあ、中国とかもそうなんだけどそのメディアがもうすごくなんだろう I don't know it's really it's not neutral and it's like
it's not neutral here they,
you have to pay them and you have to give them bribes like presents and stuff and you know it's really different and あのまあこういうあよくその
そんなに違くないと思うんだけど
it's differentIt's different. It's a different culture. It's a total different culture. Just like we have Kishakurabu here in Japan, it's totally unique, really different. でも、まあ、だからよくその PR の業界だとこういうクライシスが起きた時に企業にアドバイスするわけじゃん。で、PR の会社は大体あの企業に嘘をつかないでくださいっていうふうにあの進めるわけよね。なんでかっていうと嘘をついたり何か隠したりすると絶対に後でこうやって出てきてもう逆効果になっちゃうからでも最悪会社が潰れたりとかするわけじゃん
Yeah, I mean it doesn't help the PR agency
Yeah. とかまあ潰れるのはまだしも社長が逮捕されたりとかもうよくあるからあの嘘つかないように入るんだけど PR 会社がそうやって言わなきゃいけないほどやっぱり企業が隠したり嘘ついたりとかしようとするケースはやっぱり多いんだよねどうしても
Yeah,
その状況に入っちゃうとどうしても保身というか身を守らないとと思って
Yeah, I wouldn't so, Yeah, but I just don't think that the media situation here is immune to all of those criticisms
No, it's not at all It's not at all I mean
It's gotten so bad in the States that pretty much all the media has moved to news media has moved to onlineEverything else is dying because they've just been they're so controlled by
yeah 特にだって例えば日本なんて特に日本なんて記者クラブがあるわけでその記者は省庁に座ってるわけじゃん省庁から来る情報をもとに記事を書いてる、もしくはそのだからその競合会社がみんな同じ部屋に座ってるわけだからその時点でおかしいじゃん競合してるメディアが同じ部屋にみんな机を置いて座って同じ時間に全く同じ情報を受け取ってそれをそのまま記事にしてるっていうだからジャーナリズムってこれは呼べないと私は個人的に思うけどだからねこうみんな足を揃えて同じ風に報道してるから
Well, how is the what do you think of the investigative journalism situation here? Because in the US it's dead
あの例えばファクタみたいなところとか雑誌だとあのまだ生きているところもあるよしっかり取材してそういうところはだいたい結構新聞をちょっと、まあ、バカにしてるまで言うとちょっと強いけどやっぱりねだって足で歩いてないわけだからさだからプレスリリースがどんどんファクスで届いてくるやつをみんな同じところ
に置いてって The internet's the future All this other shit's gonna go away
Yeah, or I mean, まあテレビもそうじゃん。テレビのニュースも。
Like, when I say it's happened in the U.S., it literally has already happened.
Yeah, I mean, like テレビのニュースとかも、あのみんなそれも記者クラブがあってそこに陣取ってとかでそこから同じ情報を得てるから、だからどのチャンネルのニュース見ても同じこと言ってるじゃん。だから同じ何一個でいいじゃんじゃんみたいな。なんで同じ時間に同じニュース全く同じトーンでやってるかっていう。So, I mean, it's really stupid. It's really stupid. I think we should just drop this whole Kishakurabu thing. It's such a shame. And as we get more online media, it's more terrible. The situation is more terrible because いろんな記者会見が、あの、記者クラブの記者しか入れないの。だから、ネットの記者とか、 その記者クラブのリストに入ってない正規のメディアとみなされてないところは記者会見にも入れないんだよ。 It's so weird. It's like it's a I don't know. It's part of corruption, I would say. You know, なんか本当にやめた方がいいと思う、記者クラブって言ってる人結構いるけど、全然なくなる気配ないけど。 It's so weird. It's really weird. It's really fucked up. だから海外のクライアントとか海外のメディアの人とかに日本の記者クラブをいちいち説明しないといけないのね、みんな知らないから、うん、そうするとみんな超びっくりするもん、何それみたいな聞いたことないみたいな。
Yeah, I,
There's no competition between media. They don't care.
Yeah.
And they just sometimes copy what the newswire is saying and then, you know, publish it as if they wrote the own thing.
Yeah.
It's so messed up. なんかやっぱやばいよ結構。あの記者会見行ってないのに行った風に書いたりとかもあるし、
うん、
Oh, I hope I don't get stabbed by newspaper people here, but
well,
本当に問題だと思うよ。
You know, we have one of the nice things about what we're doing is that we can say
whatever
we want to say. No one can tell us what to say.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But that's not the case when you're watching the news, when you're watching people comment on the news.
Yeah, my God.
Those people, what they're saying is not, they don't have the freedom to say whatever they want.
Oh,
it's
no.
not even close. They're actors.
No.
They're not actually news anchors.
Yeah.
They're just actors.
まあなんか当たり障りないことしか言わないからね。
It's not real.
Yeah. だから例えばマミーとかマイケルみたいな人は絶対にテレビのニュース番組には呼ばれないよね。一瞬でスポンサーに怒られちゃう。Yeah. だからまあうちらはね本当こうやって 何を言ってもいいからいいんだけどさ。
The sponsorship thing is weird and it always introduces not always but it can oftentimes introduce a certain alliance、
mm.
and a certain agenda、
mm.
and that's absolutely what's happened in Western media、
mm, yeah.
and that's why they've just been dominated by the internet recently.
Yeah. そうだからうちらだってね、私とマイケルだって別に何間違ってること言う時もあるし。知らないこともいっぱいあるし、でも別になんだろう、意見だからさ何でもいいじゃん、right?
Well, either you have people TV, either you have people that have、genuine opinions or you have people that have no opinions and are serving an already predetermined agenda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And already have certain alliances、
ね、
in place. And if they try to say what they want to say, well then they're going to lose their job.
Yeah.
So,
そうなの。だからね、まあ残念といえば残念なんだけど、まあ今日はちょっとムムムな話が多かったね、周年記念だっていうだというのに。
yeah.
Oh well, 1年だよ本当に。これ今日91回目なんだけど、早かったかな、どうかな、mm. How, Do you think it was 短い or...
It doesn't feel like it's been a long time. I don't feel like、
まあ、
I've mastered it. I don't think we've nailed this thing down or we've mastered this thing.
No, but we definitely got used to it though. Like I don't feel nervous.
No, one of my friends was telling me that we sound
more
comfortable, more put together, a little bit more eloquent maybe when we do it now. But I don't.
まあでも難しいよね。
It's always like.You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, まあ台本ないからねうちら。あとそのやっぱ自分が言ったことがあのちゃんと言葉にできてなくて勘違いされちゃったりとかもあるじゃん。
Yeah.
あ、そういうつもりじゃなかったんだけどな、まあそういうふうにも聞こえるかなみたいなとか。
Sometimes you don't know how you come off.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's really hard, but yeah, I'm definitely more comfortable now.だって多分今1回目聞いたらすごい awkward だと思うよね。
You're just as 適当。
そうだね、適当は変わってないけど、でもまあ慣れたかな。ちょっとこれからも皆さんよろしくお願いします。1年もうちらにスティックしてくれてありがとう。
Yeah, we have we do have something to announce today actually.
Yes.
We're going to be making
a t-shirt.
The next
Yay!
t-shirt
T シャツ第2弾作ります。あのもうデザインはね決まってんだよね、実は超イケてるデザイン。
Yeah, people will get to see it this time before they buy it. Yeah.
うん、でも何か言わないどこかね、今度はちょっとこの間あまりにも大変だったので Amazon を使ってみんなにあの買ってもらおうかなって思ってるんだけど、mm-hmm. そこには ちゃんと T シャツのデザインも載せるので買うときは見れるはず。
It was too much work last time, for sure.
いやもう死にそうだったからね、今回はちょっと Amazon の力を借りて。でもいけてるよね、超いけ、今日ねサンプルの T シャツできたんだけど。
It looks cool.
いやいけてる、いけています。自信を持って自信を持って言える、
yeah.
ちょっとね何かは見てのお楽しみでね、ちょっと今回もあの勝手に爆笑問題のお二人にできた際には送らせていただこうと思います。
yeah,
ね、
sure.
こんな長く続いたのも、爆笑問題のお二人、特に太田さんのおかげということで、
うん、
今日ね私ここ来るまでにカーボーイ聞きながら来たんだけど、ずっと道にニヤニヤしちゃった。普通にもう笑ってたもん、はははは、もう我慢できない。
What were they talking about?
They were just talking about a lot of things. なんかなんだっけ、私がすごいニヤニヤしちゃったところなんか忘れちゃった。 It was really funny. なんかあのびっくりしたのコーナーだったの今回、そのお手紙を読んでて。 Yeah,
I like the contrast of their show to what we do, because we talk about you know, these relatively well-known news、stories, sometimes、yeah. not so well-known, but the stories that they cover on Bakusho Mondai is alwaysLike personal experiences,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
This is what happened to me. Like,
そうね、
I went to the konbini. They said they had this, like, 限定肉まん thing, and then I went in there and they didn't have it. とか、
ああ、そうね。結構身近なね。
Yeah,
like, しかもリスナーの人たちの中で。
Things that happened to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And to think that like the excitement of these people who actually wrote it,、
mm-hmm.
you know, もうそれだけでちょっとワクワクするもん。今これ読まれてる人超幸せだろうねみたいな感じでなんか嬉しくなっちゃう。 So yeah, これからもよろしくお願いします。 T シャツね、これから発注するしたりとか、まあいろいろ作業があるんだけど。
When do you think they'll be done?
Don't know. Probably in like 2 weeks. I don't know.、
Line stickers should be around the same time, I think.
Okay. So いろいろね、なんかこう企業からのアプローバルとかさあるからね、それはうちらがどうにもできないから何とも言えないんですけど。
I was at Yoyogi Koen yesterday drawing.
Ah, cool.
Drawing line stickers, but I suck.
ね、マミがさ描いたやつかわいいでしょ。
Yeah, you're way better. I don't know what happened. I used to be able to draw in high school, but I was trying to draw and it was like, what is this shit?
そう、頑張って描いた。そう、だからちょっといろいろね、パイプラインにいろいろあるので皆さん楽しみにしててくださいな。
Yeah, we're not resting on our laurels.
So, yes.
はい。
忙しいね。 Okay. あとアプリはなんかないの、いうこと。 Nothing.
Well, we're working on the Android version.
そうだよ。 Android バージョンも今やってるから、またねできそうになってきたりとかしたらお知らせするよね多分。
Maybe late June.
Okay. 6月来月かな。
Yeah, you can't just make the Android version automatically.
そうね。いや。結構難しいんだよね。Okay. マミのコラム今度の月曜日に出ますのでよろしく。
Nice.
Yeah. So, とりあえず終わりかな、今日は。1年記念。
Yep.
記念すべき 1周年。Okay. またね、ちょっと何周年みたいにできるように頑張りたいよね。Like, oh my god, it's bilingual news 10周年 and I'm like, what, 30 something, almost 40. Oh my god. Yeah. So
以上です。
終わり。バイ。
バイ。